Payal Ravani is with TEDx, the performance director for TEDx. Payal, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
What is TEDx?
Well, TEDx is an offshoot of TED, which is a conference that focuses on ideas word spreading, and it stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And the X is independently organized events. So this will be the third year of the event in Lansing.
And Lansing's event is upcoming. Give us all the details.
So it'll be on Friday, April 13th at the Lansing Public Media Center, which is the old Armory building on Washington Street. And it'll be from about 9 in the morning until 2, and we'll provide lunch and an afternoon session that attendees are welcome to stick around for by the Media Sandbox at Michigan State.
All right. At your website, it says the area's leading creators, catalysts, entrepreneurs, artists, technologists, designers, scientists, thinkers, and doers will gather on April 13th to share what they are most passionate about, positive ideas for the world from Lansing. So tell us about some of those ideas.
Well, that's actually referring to both the speakers and the presenters and the attendees. But this year, for some of the presenters, we have a great lineup of creatives and, you know, scientists and doers in the area who not only work in the area, but of course have a greater reach in the work they do and their lifestyle. So one of the people we have lined up is Stephen Thomas over at Michigan State University. He uses comic art to explain science to his students. We have a woman who works for Reach Studio Art who worked with kids with incarcerated parents and gave them cameras and had them communicate that way with their parents. We have someone who's worked on water filtration projects in foreign countries, and so we have a very diverse lineup. And I'd say personally, who I'm most excited about would be Glenn Stutzke, who's a professor over at Michigan State, who's going to be teaching the zombie apocalypse class this summer. So.
All right, Payal, I attend the event. What am I going to learn, and when I walk out of there, what am I going to be compelled to do?
Well, that's different for everyone, but it depends on how you come in, I guess. Come in with an open mind, and you'll leave feeling full of inspiration and new ideas and energy. That's the feedback we've always gotten from our attendees, which is why we continue to do it. So,
and the whole focus behind TEDx, it seems, if you look at the spirit of TED's mission, is just talking about ideas and seeing what happens.
Yeah, basically, ideas that are worth spreading, more or less. And that's where the tagline comes from. And, you know, the event aims to challenge audiences and engage people. And that's why this year we're doing it in conjunction with the Capital City Film Festival, which is not only about film, but also music and design and entertainment. And so it's a nice fit to bring the city together in a festival format, which is why we're doing it together this year. So
how many people do you expect at TEDx?
We're expecting about 250 this year.
And if folks want more information about getting tickets or about the event itself, where do they go?
They can go to TEDxLansing.com.
All right. I love to piggyback two interviews in one, and you can tell us about the Capital City Film Festival for this year.
Yeah. So this is the second year of the festival, which is very exciting. Last year we had probably about 2,000 people throughout the four-day festival come through for film, music, conferences, speaker. We flew in some of the directors and actors from the films. So we had Q&As with them and roundtables. And so this year we're expanding our focus a little bit. We added a film contest, which students have, or not students, sorry, teams have already started. We had 24 teams enter the Fortnite film contest, and they have about 2 weeks to make a film that's under 10 minutes with certain elements in it. And so that's going on right now. The addition of TEDx Lansing and the Media Sandbox event are really expanding the technology and design part of the festival. And we have a phenomenal lineup of films during the festival this year, as well as music every night at the Loft.
Where are you going to be playing these films, and what are some of the films that we should make sure we see?
Oh, let's see. Well, the films will be taking place in a couple different locations. The first night will be at the Lansing Center, and we have a lot of screenings throughout the weekend over at the Lansing Public Media Center on Washington, and also some at the Old Town Temple Building. And our opening night film, which is actually very exciting, is the Elderly Instruments All Things Strings documentary, which will be premiering for the first time. But also some highlights would be Man on a Mission, which is about a man who flew himself out to the moon, and Searching for Sunny. All of our features are listed on our site now with a lot of details, so we can push people to that, which is a Capital City filmfest.com.
And what's cool about these films is they're locally produced, correct?
More or less. Many are Michigan-made films, but many are also international films, and national filmmakers have submitted. So we have showcases that sort of differentiate them a bit. But you know, it's Michigan-made, locally made, national and international, which is what's so great about this festival. So it's very diverse.
How many folks do you expect to come through and look at your films?
Oh, it's hard to say. A couple thousand at least. I'm guessing around 4,000 or 5,000. But that includes, you know, we have concerts every night that will draw a lot of people. So.
All right. And there's a red carpet premiere party where folks can come in. It's open to the public.
It will be at about 4:30 on Thursday, April 12th, over at Tropo. We'll have a red carpet and a backdrop, and photographers and media there to take people's pictures. And some of our film directors will be there, and actors, and you know, musicians, and people involved with the festival. So it'll be a great forum to learn about the rest of the festival.
The Capital City Film Festival, April 12th through the 15th. For people who want more information and want to purchase tickets, where do they go, Pyle?
You go to CapitalCityFilmFest.com.
All right. Pyle Ravani is with TEDx and the Capital City Film Festival. We appreciate your time. We'll be talking with you again soon.
All right. Thank you.